I love two episodes in one day. Proverbs 25, it's March 25th, 2024. We're doing the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. I am telling you, I'm on fire in my heart because I came off the greatest networking conference in the world, which is called Secret Knock. I am honored to be the co-host and partner with Dr. Greg Reed, and it's the only conference in the world that you can't go to unless you're invited. But there's two people that can invite you, and that's Greg and this guy right here. So I tell you, this is an event that you do not want to miss. It is an event based around community. It is based around collaboration, and it's unbelievable that what we do is we help people to understand that you got to get to know people before you ever need them. And this network of people is unbelievable. So we're continuing on with our series of the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom. And we want to bring the vibe. And what is the vibe? It's not the energy that you bring in, jumping up and down. It's the way that people feel when you leave. How can you make that happen? By taking your heart set, your mindset, and your skill set, put them in line. It creates an irresistible vibe. And hopefully I can do that for each and every one of you. And that's what we look to do with Secret Knock, with Prosperity Camp. Secret Knock is coming up September 11th in Las Vegas. There's only 100 tickets, and you can't go unless you're invited. So if you want to get invited, shoot me a little message. It'll be amazing. Proverbs 25, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom. The question that I had for God was this one, and I asked him this today. Like, why should I trust you with everything? Because my pops told me there's only one question that you ever need to answer in your life, and that's, do you want your best or do you want God's best? And I always thought, Pops, you're oversimplifying this thing because there's a lot of questions that I have, and maybe I could give some things to God and then I can handle these things because I have this type of talent and he gave me these things and I don't need him in these areas. And then I asked him today, why should I trust you with everything? And it's amazing because he answered me implicitly through his word, Proverbs 25, 3,000-year-old wisdom. He already knew 3,000 years ago I was going to be asking this question. So let's get this party started. Support local theater. That's what I'm asking you to do today. If you're in Carlsbad, support local theater. If you're in Northern California, Natalie Richardson, Lulu's Mexican Food. This is some of the best food that you'll ever have in your entire life. And guess what? Because I have a relationship with Natalie, the founder of Lulu's Mexican Food, there's some times where she ships it down all the way from Northern California all the way down to me, which is incredible. And what I want to tell you is that membership has its privileges, but relationships gain you access. And I tell you, when you have access to things, it's absolutely nuts. So let's jump right in. Why should I trust God with everything? And when I said this, I said it in this conversation, when I go through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, I've said that I'm not a Bible scholar, although I've been doing the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day for the past 30 years. So it's not that I'm saying that, oh, this is the way you have to do it. This is just my conversation with God. Like, these are the questions that I'm asking him. Maybe you ask him questions too, but I invite you to ask him as many questions as possible and question him as much as possible. So I said, why should I trust you with everything? The first thing that he said is because my timing is perfect. That's why you should trust me with everything. In verse number two and three, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of kings. Check that out. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is to search out a matter is the glory of kings. The glory of men. When they want the shine to be on them, they want to search out all these things. What God is saying is like, I got timing that is perfect, but sometimes I just need you to be present in that moment, not worrying about all the rest of the stuff. Don't try and figure me out because you won't be able to. Don't try and systemize me because it won't work. And then in verse number 3, as the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. And so what's in your heart, like, guys, what I want you to realize, this is what he was saying to me, is just my timing is perfect. Don't try and understand it. Just understand that the timing is perfect. Just reading in the this book here, that if you get a chance, The Psychology of Money, and it was talking about the factors of luck and risk that we don't a lot of time want to own up to our success, and whether it be financially or in business or in a relationship, a lot of it has to do with we're in the right place at the right time. That luck, what is that luck? It's God's will. So he has us in those situations, but his timing is always perfect. Number 2, why should I trust you with everything? I want to purify you. That's what he told me there. And I don't like this because it causes me to be uncomfortable. In verse number 4, it says, remove the dross from the silver and the silversmith can produce the vessel. Remove wicked officials from the king's presence and his throne will be established through righteousness. I want to purify you. Number 3, why should I trust you with everything? I will exalt you in due time. I don't like this either because I like it when I like it. Do not exalt yourself, verse number 6, in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, come up here, than for you to humiliate yourself before your nobles. And I have this happen all the time when I go to a conference, whatever it is. Like, a lot of times people are saying, like, put me on, throw the shine on me. I could tell you this, there's a perfect time for it. And sometimes it's somebody else's time at that. And you'll get called up when you do. And some people say, no, you got to step forward. You got to. I tell you this, God's timing is perfect and he'll exalt you in due time. Although that frustrates me sometimes. And also, too, what he said in this is that he didn't want me to get injured. I don't want you to get injured because he helped me to understand this. If you went to the gym for 6 weeks and trained in boxing, and then you said, I want to fight Mike Tyson in your prime, even though your confidence is there, you've done the work for 6 weeks, you're still going to get knocked the hell out. And when you get knocked the hell out, you're not going to be the same. And God doesn't want that to happen. In number 4, why should I trust you with everything? Your human eyes cannot see spiritual things. That was a real punch in the face. Verse number 8, it says, what you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you take your neighbor to court, do not betray another's confidence, or one who hears it may shame you and charge against you. Charges against you will stand. Bam! Like, I can't see with my human eyes what God is working on spiritually. That's why I got to have faith. Next one is, my wisdom is always consistent. In verse number 11 through 14, like apples in settings of silver is a ruling rightly given, like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear. Wisdom is always consistent, and test it. Test wisdom. Is it consistent with his word? Is it consistent? What is wisdom? The right use of knowledge. Where do we get that? From the fear of God. How can we fear God? Just by respecting him and spending time with him and be present. When you're present with him, he made you. He made you perfect. He absolutely loves you more than anything, and he wants the best thing for you. When you spend time there, he'll give you the wisdom, which is the right use of knowledge. Then he'll bring knowledge, understanding, insight, discretion, discipline, strength, and he'll bring you back to the fearing him or respecting him. In number 6, it says, my patience and love are unbreakable. And in verse 15, it says, through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. What he was saying is, my patience and my love are unbreakable. So why should you trust me with anything, everything? Because I'm stronger than all those things. I will break them. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter. Here we go. Number 7, I will help you understand how much to consume. This is big because a lot of times when I get rolling and I think I can do it, then I want to take on more and more and more and more. And one person said, I possess something that no one else possesses in this room. And he was talking to a bunch of billionaires and they were like, well, what is that? Because we've got billions of dollars. He said, enough. And imagine that. Imagine if you, if God's love was enough, I will help you to understand how much to consume. So stay out of debt. In verse 16 and 17, if you find honey, eat just enough, too much of it, and you will vomit. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, too much of you, and they will hate you like a, so think of that. I will help you understand how much to consume. This is probably the biggest thing, especially for entrepreneurs and for business owners and for people who are constantly saying, I want more, I want more, I want bigger, I want to expand. What God is saying is, I'll show you exactly how much to consume. And then the next one, in number 8, it says, I want you to give hope. Imagine that. Imagine if you gave hope to all those around you. In verse 18 and 19, it says, like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is one who gives false testimony against their neighbor. Like a broken tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in a time of trouble. He wants you to bring hope. Number 9, he said, my wisdom will lead you. In verse number 20, like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. He wants his wisdom to lead us, because his wisdom is perfect in that time, and it will be circumstantial. He'll help us to understand, and that's only when we're present with him. Number 10 is, I alone will make things right when you focus on me. Verse number 21 and 22, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. I alone will make things right when you focus on me. Why should I trust you with everything? Because his timing is perfect, and he will make everything right in its due time. Number 11, I will refresh you. In verse number 25, like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. He will refresh you with his word when we spend time with him. Why should I trust you with everything? Is because he will refresh me. I will refresh you, son. That's what he told me. Number 12 is, as we finish up, I want to bless you, but you must be prepared for the blessing. When you lean on me, I will always, always, always deliver. In verse number 26 through 28, it says, like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous that give way to the wicked. It is not good to each to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to search out matters that are too deep. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. I want to bless you, but you must be prepared for that blessing. When you lean on me, I will always deliver. Why should I trust you with everything? Why should I trust you, God, with everything in my life? And his answers were very clear and to the point. My timing is perfect. I want to purify you. I will exalt you in due time. Your human eyes cannot see the spiritual things that I'm doing. My wisdom is always consistent. My patience and love are unbreakable. I will help you understand how much to consume. I want you to give hope to people. My wisdom will lead you. I alone will make things right when you focus on me. I will refresh you, and I want to bless you, but you must be prepared for the blessing. When you lean on me, I will deliver. Always, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, Proverbs 25, 3,000-year-old wisdom. I tell you, it never, ever, ever disappoints. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe now. Hit the comments. Do all those things. Secret Knock is coming September 11th and the 12th. It's in Vegas, only 100 tickets, and you can't go unless you're invited. This guy has the invitation. Reach out. Holler at your boy. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul. Thank you.